high school.
What is really important in high school? Should you focus on getting good grades and being the star student that you can possibly try to be? Or should you live it up and just have fun and experience life? Hi, I'm Corbin Kramer. This is Surviving High School. This is a podcast about teens by a teen, and it's for you guys, for teens. High school is so, it's just complicated. It's hard to wrap your head around. And I just want to help any teen out there that really is struggling with high school, because with freshmen coming in, and it's just a jungle, honestly. So I'd like everybody who's listening right now to, I would like to thank you for listening to my first show. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to help everybody out there as a senior in high school currently. I'd like to help all of the newcomers, and just so they can figure out what high school is all about, and that way they can have some building blocks to go off of. So, in my episodes, I'll talk to you guys about just kind of some personal advice. You don't necessarily have to take it by any means, of course, but I mean, you're here, so obviously you're interested. So, I want to talk to you about some things that you could do socially, whether to choose school activities over homework, and how to balance homework and school activities, because that's a really tough one, you guys. I'm not even kidding. Even just fitting in or dealing with parents. I just want to help you guys. So, this episode, I'm wanting to focus mostly on you new freshmen coming in for. It's gonna be so tough. But, so I'm gonna focus on fitting in. Sorry, let me back up. Getting ahead of myself here. So, you're eighth graders and you're about to graduate from eighth grade, to say. And so, you're really just kind of. Oh, you're excited. I bet you're excited. Some of you might be experienced already and think you know what's going on. And some of you might be like I was when I was first going into high school. I had no idea what to do. I didn't know what I was doing. I clung to my friends. One word of advice, or one thing that I got told to me when I was about ready to go into high school, is you will never have the same friends going out. You guys think long and hard about that. I didn't. I went in with a couple friends and came out with a completely different perspective on life and a totally different group of friends, besides one. Some of it might not be true for you, some of it might be true for you. It just depends on where you really stand in life currently. So I'm just want to help you along this way with your journey. So, what I really want to focus in, what I want to hone in, is just say first day. The girls, you guys are gonna spend half an hour trying to figure out what you're going to wear to school. And you're gonna worry about your makeup and your hair. And that might be okay for the first day of school, but I wouldn't dwell on it throughout the entire school year. Because honestly, everybody's there to go to school. And yes, there's gonna be popularity contests, and that's has some people's cliques, and that's just how it rolls. And some of you're just gonna be completely shy, and you don't want anything to do with anybody, or you want to fit in, and so you try to act cool, but you're really not, and you know it. That was me when I was a kid. I wanted nothing more in the world than to be cool. But I wasn't listening to anybody. I tried fitting in. I tried being one of the cool kids. I wanted to be popular. I wanted to do everything that they were doing. So, and that's honestly not a good thing, because what they were doing was partying And I come from a rural community. I come from a very small town, so it might be different from other towns, but I can guarantee you this. Drugs, sex, and alcohol will always be in any school system across the entire U.S. It doesn't even matter. Even across a state, you're always going to get drugs. You'll always get alcohol. And sex will be such an important thing to many high schoolers. Not all, but many. And battling all this and just saying no to that stuff, that's so important, you guys. I mean, okay, so I've never been drunk, but I don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to go out to the parties to be cool. That sounds really lame. I know, I'm sorry, guys, but it's the truth. I'm really speaking to you guys who are the misfits and you don't fit in. Don't worry about fitting in. This is freshman year. It's brand new. It's high school. And it's just, you're excited, you're nervous, you don't know if you're going to fit in. You don't know if you're going to like your teachers. Maybe you don't have friends. Maybe you do. And you all are nervous. But I'm here to tell you guys, just don't worry about it. Go to the classes. You will make friends along the way, and you'll lose friends along the way. But the best thing that I ever decided to do was join school activities, after school activities. It was kind of a blessing in disguise, really. I wasn't sure what I was getting myself into when I joined drama, and I was one of those misfits, so I'm not going to lie, you guys. I was kind of a misfit. Well, I was, I guess. Anyways, I was in drama, and we don't have a big school. I'll tell you what. I mean, you guys are like, oh yeah, I live in a small town, 15,000. No, when I say small town, I mean small town. There's less than 100 people in my high school currently. So yeah, small town. So, I joined drama. We don't do musicals. It's just like plays. And I've always wanted to be in a show ever since I was little. And when I joined there, I was kind of nervous and I didn't really fit in even there. But that was the first day. And I completely, after that, it was like duck to water. I took to it and it was the best decision of my entire life. You guys, get involved. That's number one. Get involved in your school activities. Not only will you make friends, but you'll find your niche and what you love to do. You might even pursue something that you once was in an after-school activity. You might pursue that for your career later in life. Get involved. That's the number one thing that I could ever tell anybody is get involved. Because if you're not involved, then really, you're not going anywhere. I mean, you might, but there's not a very high chance. I'm sorry if the quality sucks. I'm sick right now, and I still wanted to do this first one with you guys, so I apologize for that. But moving on. So get involved. Keep that in your mind, okay? I've talked to people, some of my best friends, they're like, I never got involved, and I'm until my last year of high school, and it was the dumbest mistake. So I'm here to tell you now, go out, take risks, get involved. Even if it's with your community, go be a volunteer in your community. Go live, go do something. Don't just sit at home, go get involved. Okay, now I'm not gonna beat a dead horse, so. The next thing that I could possibly tell you is stay up on your homework, you guys. Do what your teachers tell you. You're going to hate it, and I know it because I've gone through it, and I still hate homework. But just do your homework. Don't wrestle your teachers. Don't go against them. Don't say, just do your homework. That's all I have to tell you because, I mean, It's so easy, and you might as well as just do it, because if you do it, then you can get good grades. If you didn't ace it, at least you can say that you still tried, that you still tried to do it. And your teacher will recognize you for that, and they'll praise you for that. They'd rather have you try than not even do it. And I will vouch for that because I was not a good student. I'm not a good student. I'm not a good student. And I know my teachers definitely, there's a couple of my teachers, they probably hate me because of it. And I feel terrible about it because I know I definitely could have tried harder in school. But if you try hard in school, then that will allow you to do those activities. And that will get you into a good college later in life. So do your homework. But also remember, this is number three, you guys. Remember to take time for yourself. Okay? That's so important. You have to take time for yourself. After school, go hang out with some friends because you have to just, I mean, this is high school. This is the time where you get to go do those stupid things as a teenager. You get to have those little mess ups, and your parents might yell at you for it. They might not, but they might yell at you for it. But seriously, go have fun. I mean, this is the best time of your life where you can just go out and hang out with friends and you can make memories because, trust me, 4 years flies by. Any person will tell you that. Go ask your grandparents. They'll keep on telling you, oh, well, it gets faster and faster the older you get. And it does. I'm not even lying. It's crazy. But you gotta go. Just have fun. Tell your mom, I am being a good kid. I just want to have time for myself and I want to go hang out with some friends. And they'll completely understand. If they don't, your parents might be helicopter parents. Sorry for you kids who have helicopter parents. Well, I don't want to keep this episode too long. I want to keep my episodes kind of around between 10 to 15 minutes. So I think this is all the time I'm going to have to talk to you today. So I'll try and release episodes weekly. I might even do more, a couple. I'll try and do two per week. Let's do that. All right. All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. See you guys.